We're talking about a somewhat well-known topic. We're going to try to give a bit of an overview of it. Sometimes we don't always relate to the world of Machshava as being a world which is relevant, Lemaisa. The question we're dealing with now, I think, is one of the most relevant questions. It will come up, Lida'ati, if you're a thinking Jew and you're just going through life. It's a question which will come up, I think, all the time. And that is what exactly it means to have bitachon. We spoke last week about the mitzvah to have bitachon, whether it's a mitzvah which is part of the pasuk of Tamtiyem Hashem Elkecha, whether it's part of Uvo Sidbak, whether it's part of something else. We spoke a little bit about the mitzvah, or whether it's not even a mitzvah altogether. It's more of the prerequisite for observing all mitzvos, or the ultimate maila. But we're speaking this week about what it means to have bitachon. Let's define it for a little bit. What we're going to speak about today is a very famous, probably even paragraph in the Chazon Ish, to say from Emunah Bitachon. We're going to speak about a little bit understanding it, contextualizing it in the world of Machshava. We're going to contrast it with an approach which identified with many. Those who argue with the Chazon Ish on some level include who it appears to be Rabbi Saul Salanter and the Altar of Nevardak. It appears to be the Babich Rebbe and others, and it may even be Nish, Rabbi Saul Salanter, the Chazon Ish, Altar Nevardak, Chazon Ish, and the Babich Rebbe. All of these debates on some level really go back to Rishonim. And all of them, as we are still learning Chovos Levavos, even though we haven't really quoted it as much yet on Bitachon, all of them really are based on different comments of Rabbi Nebachia and Chovos Levavos, and supporters of each camp are going to argue that Rabbi Nebachia, who is the author of Shar Bitachon, which is potentially the most significant work, undoubtedly Mishonim published on Bitachon, they're going to look to Rabbi Nebachia try to find basis for their general Mahalach. Let's begin as follows, trying to do as much as we can. Chazon Ish writes in Munah Bitachon. Munah Bitachon is a small kuntres that he writes. It's not in this world of halacha svarim. So Mesor Chazon Ish wrote it when he was younger. There are Professor Benjamin Brown is fond of noting, I believe, that, or he points out that some of Emunah Bitachon is really an implicit critique of the Musar movement, that a bunch of things in Emunah Bitachon are really a response to elements of Musar movement. We don't have the time to develop that now, but although I think we did a couple of years ago. But let's go as follows. Chazon Ish, Emunah Bitachon, Beis Aleph, source number 3 on the sheet. Let's understand it. Let's do a good job with it. This is famous and well-known stuff. Ta'us says the Chazon Ish, there is a massive mistake. Believe Rabin b'musag bitachon. People make a massive mistake about what it means to have bitachon. What exactly that means? They think that bitachon means ki betach yeh tov, that it's going to be good, and v'imistapik v'choshal hipachatov u'mechusar bitachon. There are people who define bitachon as I trust that it's all going to be good. I trust that what I want to happen is going to happen. That positive things are going to come my way. That is what many people think. In horazo bebitachon nechona, that's not true at all. Says Chazon Ish, shekolshon is barav benevua gora asin in haasin muchra. Absent a prophecy telling you that something good is going to happen, there's no guarantee anything good is going to happen. Ki mi yodea mispatei Hashem. Who knows what Ribono Sha'olam has in store for us? Who can clarify that? Aval inyan habitachon. Here's the line. You know what bitachon means? Who aman she'ein mikra ba'olam. The belief that there is no mikra in this world, as some of the darshanim point out, mikra is osios rachmei Hashem, that you believe that there's no thing as happenstance. V'chol hanas etach l'shemesh hakol b'hachraza mi'ito yisbarach. Bitachon doesn't mean that I have bitachon that it's all going to be good. Bitachon is that I know that Hashem is in charge. Hashem is in charge. And even if I think something good is going to, even if I want something good to happen, that doesn't matter. All bitachon means is the belief that there is Ribono Sha'olam, the belief that there that trusting that Hashem is the one who determines everything. Rabbi Daniel Stein, which even while you wrote a great article about bitachon, again, within this mahal, to clarify it, emuna is the belief that there is a Hashem. Bitachon is when it comes, lemaisa, trusting that Hashem, who you believe created the world, is actively involved in things, but it's not that the Ribono Sha'olam is actually that good things will per se happen. Rav Lichtenstein in source number 4 on the sheet, Rav Lichtenstein in By His Light, page 143, summarizes the approach in the following way. Obviously, this approach has a completely different meaning. It does not attempt to scatter the clouds of misfortune, try to raise expectations, or strive to whitewash a dark future. No, things could be bad. On the contrary, it expresses a steadfast commitment. Even if the outcome will be bad, we will remain silent, we will remain reliant on and connected to Ribono Sha'olam. Naturally, this approach is much less popular than its counterpart. A demand is always less marketable than a promise. Something about this, which is not that exciting, Wouldn't mean rather a bitachon, which meant if you trust in Hashem, it's going to be good, then it'll be good. Like the simple pshat in the Gemara, we'll see a little bit later, of Gamzu Latova, that called Av Rachmana Latova, that everything Hashem does is really good. That's one mahalach. Chaznish seems to be highlighting a bit of a different approach, which is, all it means that God is in control. It means that God is calling the shots. That's all that it means. How do people relate to Chazanish? How do people relate what the Chazanish writes? So here you have two very different approaches. I would say even three approaches as far as what people do with the Chazanish. Approach number one is Rav Tzuriel and the Sefer Otros HaMusar, the great former Mashkiach of our yeshiva. A massive Talmud Chacham was put out, tens of Sfarim, in Machshava, in Kabbalah, articles in Halacha, a Baki, an amazing, amazing Baki. Rav Tzuriel wrote as follows. Kasher, Danti Bedav, Ramoy Rabbi, Harab Ben Yamin Zilber, Chuvas Az Nadab, Rav Ben Yamin Zilber, in the great postgame in B'nai Brak. Amr Li, Shebashimos HaDvarim, Shebaseif, Ramun Bitachom, Kasav Chaznis, Rak Patsi Yuso. He wrote it when he was young, Vim Chalkiim Bilvad, Vim Shakvimis, Miloha Biyu, Lemisa Bitachom. They aren't fully accurate. What the Chaznis describes as Bitachom is not the full picture. It's not all that's there. Gam B'Yeshivas, Kfar Chsidim, HaMashkiach, Rav Elia Lopian. Mana es alimud b'sefer, as Rabbi Elibanus, one of the great Bali Musar, told people, don't learn the sefer, munu bitachon, there is a shiva. One approach to Chaznish is, no. What you describe as the right mahalach and bitachon, it doesn't mean things are going to be good. It means just that Hashem is in control. There were those that responded strongly to this and said, that's not the accurate approach. The accurate approach is a different approach. The approach that we'll see from many of the Bali HaMusar, from Chaim Velazner, from Baba Cherebi, and from others, which is to maintain that things are going to be good, as we'll see in a little bit. But there are those that had hesitations about the sefer and bitachon because of this. Mahalach number two, the Chaznish does not quote lots of mikoros from Rishonim there in Emunah Bitachon. But mahalach number two is a sefer called Bitachon Ish in page 6. And then mahalach you find amongst many, which is to point out that what the Chaznish writes maybe does have precedent in Rishonim. And maybe it is the mainstream approach to believe that's what it is. Quotes after the sefer HaMaspik Le'ovdei Hashem. Hamayla HaRishona Behem Yitz Bitachon Sheya Adam Doegu Mitzapeh. There's no guarantee things are going to be good. Maybe your sins will cause there to be certain bad things that are going to happen. Bitachon just means that Hashem is the one who's in control. And they quote there from Chovos Alvavos, the Psicha, the Shar Bitachon, Yitzchak Shishi, that it doesn't mean that things are going to be good. It doesn't mean that if you have Bitachon, you believe you're never going to be sick. You believe you're going to live forever. You believe everything's always going to be good. It's not what it means. You may believe in a broader sense that some of these contribute to something which is good, but certainly in the short term, it's not what it means at all. It's not what it means at all. Uveshar Chasban HaNefesh, Chavos HaVavos writes, don't be surprised if you have it. You have real bitachon, and something bad, what appears to be bad happens to you, and maybe there's precedent for and we've shown him for this perspective of the Chaznish. Maybe it really is the mainstream view. Don't believe that things are going to become good as a result of your bitachon. Maybe you aren't even deserving of things being good. All bitachon means that Ribbono Shel Olam is the one that is in charge. Hashem is the one that determines things. There are those though that temper the Chaznish's mahalich a little bit. There are those that maintain, don't reject it entirely, and it's not totally without it has precedent. But maybe the Chaznish has additional elements to the world of Bitachon where it's not really as extreme. Look in source number 7 on the Shein Munah Bitachon Beis Zion. There he seems to articulate a Bitachon where things maybe will be good if you have Bitachon. Yes, od mimidas haBitachon. There's an additional component or element of Bitachon. Ki alaboteach shore ruach kodesh umeslave imo ruach oz hamevasro ki amnam yazreyu Hashem. That a person who's a Baal Bitachon of a certain Madrega can have a Ruach HaKodesh, which is with him, which is Mislava him. And just like David HaMelech said, we say this in Elul, Im Tachon Elay Machne Lo Yuri Libi, Im Tachon Elay Melchama Bezos Ani Voteach, if a Melchama comes, I have Bitachon. V'zeh Inyim Mischalef Lefi Mailos HaBoteach V'Rov Kadosh. There can be people who are really Kadosh that can be, it sounds like for the Chaznish, maybe they can have an additional element of a bitachon where things may end up on some level being okay. If you look even in some of that in the sefer bitachon he recorded earlier, when he articulates bitachon in Chovos HaLevavos, it sounds like the pshat, the way he interprets elements, at least the Chaznish, is not that it's not good at all. It may be good in the grand scheme of things in ways that we can't appreciate. It may be that if you understand things in a much broader context, it's ultimately for our best interest. Because even punishments are ultimately for our best interest. Even onshim are ultimately for our best interest. And you can put it together in a certain way that on some level, maybe the Chazon Ish is somewhat not as extreme, not just believe it's from Hashem, but it may not be good. But maybe there are elements or individuals that can have a certain kind of bitachon where they believe that it may actually be good. Where do you see this even more? The Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu. Orchos Rabbeinu is about the stipler. About the stipler. It was written up of notes for the stipler. So Maron HaChazon Ish once told a story to the stipler. Shebiyoso b'minsk b'milchemes ha'olam harishona. This is the Chazon Ish. The one who with Amun. Bitachon means Hashem's in charge. Not that it will be good. But there's a story the Chazon Ish said. He said he was in Minsk and he once went to walk in the street. And in the middle, the army came and it blocked off both sides of the street. And the Chazon Ish is stuck there in the middle. And they were asking people for their papers to check. Were they legal? What was going on? They were checking for their papers. He didn't have his papers with him. He was just going for a walk. If they found you without your papers, the punishment was very, very intense. Ulifamim, even at times, potentially it caused death penalty. It could cause capital punishment. Maran halach kedark over Avraal Pneim shal machsumi hatzava. He walked through and they didn't stop him. He walked right through. Had that happened, v'amr maran chaznish zatzal. L'moy v'rabi shlita. Shebatuach Hashem yisparach. He had at that time bitachon. So you know, look, kol ra v'yavr l'shalom. He had bitachon that nothing bad will happen to him and he'll all be good. Mishum, why has gamar lilmod meseches eravin be'ian? Because the Chazon Ish said, I have bitachon right now because I'm committing upon myself to learn meseches eravin be'ian. To learn meseches eravin be'ian, derech agav, the Chazon Ish, meseches eravin is critically important. Chazon Ish is one of the most important days out there. Poskim, when you talk about helchos eravin, so much comes from the Chazon Ish. If you learn more what it means to learn be'ian for the Chazon Ish, it's incredibly, incredibly intense commitment to make. But what you see is as follows. Let's just chaz what we've seen thus far, because we're trying to move a little bit quickly, give you an overview of topic. The Chazon Ish's primary view, what is generally assumed to be Shitas HaChazon Ish, is that bitachon does not mean that things are going to for sure turn out for the best, certainly in the short term. If you have bitachon, a person's going to be healed, that you're going to be healed, that's not what it means at all. All it means that Ribbono Sha'olam is in charge. Ribbono Sha'olam is in charge. As a result of this Mahalath, there were some that argued it's against Rishon. It's against many Balei Machshava. We shouldn't accept the Chazon Ish's view. There are those that argue the Chazon Ish has precedent in Chovos Halvavos, precedent in from Rav Min HaRambam, has precedent in earlier Sfarim and earlier Rishonim. You have a third perspective, which is the Chazon Ish was maybe a little bit more nuanced than that. He doesn't mean it never turns out for the best, so that Bitachon can never help you. There are people, potentially, that maybe it could help under certain circumstances. If you make a commitment to learn Maseches Erevin Be'ian, maybe, you know, that can be Mechazik in certain areas. But it does mean is maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam as a whole is doing good, but we won't necessarily perceive it in the short term how that's good. And what you perceive as being good may not really be good. And that's at least one mahalach from the Chazon Ish. There is a second mahalach. The second mahalach is a very, very different one. It's found in a variety of different Sfarim and associated with a variety of different Balei Machshava. We're going to first develop it from the world of Nefesh HaChayim. One of the reasons why we're doing it with Nefesh HaChayim is because of the following. If we would go right now into the Baal Shem Tov, or we would go right now into the Lubavitch Rebbe, you would interpret this incorrectly as being like, yeah. The Chassidim are the ones that come along and say, don't worry, Gevalt, everything's going to be good. But like the Litvaks are the ones that say, like, no, Bitachon means like it won't be good. Just know Hashem's in charge. And you would start viewing things like that. Now, that's not kulo sheker, it's just a lot of sheker. Because even amongst those of the Balei Machshava, there's a lot to be said in the Chaim Volozhiner and others that, no, it means things are going to be good. Most intriguing is that the Alter Nevardik was a big believer in this approach. And the one thing we know about Nevardik, as far as like a Shiflas HaAdam, is a perspective that you would assume to be is fairly pessimistic and negative. But that's not how he relates to Bitachon, nor is it actually what Nevardik stands for. So what we said for elements of that, we took this in Elul a bunch of years ago, but let's try to do our best articulating the other Mahalach. We're learning with Chaim Volozhiner right now, Nefesh HaChayim. We're beginning in Shar Aleph of Nefesh HaChayim. Let's articulate the other view. Ulachem be'ez Kriyas Yamsuf. So it's Kriyas Yamsuf time, and Bnei Yisrael is sitting there, and they're a little bit scared. Matitzak alai dabro Bnei Yisrael v'yisau. Hashem says, you know, why is she coming out to me? Rotsa lomar dibididhu talya milsa. what was going to happen at Kriyas Yamsuf was actually taloi a little bit less on Ribono Sha'olam, a little bit less on Ribono Sha'olam, a little bit more on Bnei Yisrael. Sh'im Hema Yu B'tokef Ha'emunah V'Habitachon. If Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, when they're walking away from Ribono Sha'olam at the Yamsuf time, V'yisdu Halach V'naso El Hayam, Samach Libam Lo Yira, Me'etzam B'tchonam Shevada Yikul Lefnehem, Az Yigrimu Ha'ideza His Oris Lamala, She'asa Lehem Ha'neiz V'yikul Lefnehem. That if Bnei Yisrael was going, and Bnei Yisrael was going to have B'tachon, that there was going to be a Kriyas Yamsuf, that the sea was going to split, that in and of itself was going to cause it to split. Positive thoughts, we'll see the line in a little bit, impact and make things positive, that through there be a Hisorus Lemala Ayadezeh, that Bnei Yisrael would have a Bitachon as they go through, there would be a Hisorus Lemala, Hashem would be impacted by this, Shiyasa Lehem Haneis Viklef Nehem. That in a certain sense, bitachon, and here is an important idea. Vav Drabi L'chutei Sichos, verse number 13, articulates this very, very clearly, which is that bitachon impacts and changes things. Things that were going to be bad, things that were going to be challenging. So if you have positive bitachon, you have bitachon, things will be good. The Ribbono Shel Olam responds the way one place Vav Drabi says that. It's a form of mida k'neged mida. If you think in positive terms things will work out well, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will determine that things are positive and things are going to work out well. Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Gimel, this is a very famous comment of Nefesh HaChayim. There are some mices about this, I believe, from the Holocaust. Uv MS Inyan Gadol v'segula nifla. I'll tell you a segula. We think they're only segulas that the Rebbes have. Drink Corona beer, you'll be safe from the coronavirus. But apparently there are segulas that even come from Chaim Lesner. Stomachs, he didn't know about Corona beer, I assume. Lahaser ulevato. If you weren't too many nights, that reference made very little sense to you. Lahaser ulevato me'olav kol dinin ritzonos acher. There's a segula, so yuchlus shali b'vlasa shum rushim cloud, and nothing bad will happen to you with this. With this segula, kisha adam koveya b'libo lomar. If a person says, "Hello Hashem, huwa Elokim ha'amiti," ve'eino melvato yisbarach shum kofa olav holam asuklas. Everything's only controlled by Hashem. Va'kol mali rachach duso apashu yisbarach shemo v'vato b'libo bitol gamar. And I the inamashkiya klal shum kor rachon v'olam. I don't think about anything other than Hashem. Umishavid umedabik Torah machshivasa rakva adon yachid baruchu. You are entirely focused on Ribbono Shel Olam. So then Cain yachid who yisparach biyado shememeli yivato mielav kol kochos for Ribbono Shel Olam. So yuchalif v'lo shum davar klal. Nothing bad can happen to me. And if you look at Reb Itzla V'lashon, source number 11, you have that idea. Also, as many point out, that bitachon ze'atno stibel hatzlasu mikol ra. That bitachon has the ability to do that. Now, the variety of Mari Chazal that seem to strengthen this approach. The entire idea of the Gemara Brachas of Kol Dav Rachmana L'Tovah, of Nacham Yish Gamzu, Gamzu L'Tovah, Gamzu L'Tovah, and how things are going to work out for you, certainly seem to go, I'll be pashtus more or less with this approach. Here are the two Mahalachim, and now we're going to have to get a little bit fancy, break things down, and analyze things a little bit. On the one hand, we have a Machlokas. You can call it Machlokas Chaznish Nefesh Chayim, Machlokas Chaznish Reb Itzel V'Lashon, Machlokas Chaznish Bav Tzerebi, Machlokas Chaznish Alden Nevarik, Machlokas Chaznish Reb Yisrael Salanter. You can call it whatever you want, but it's a major and significant Machlokas associated with them, but probably already in Rishonim. You'll find Rishonim in the Maharal, or Stein points out, chapter 12. The Maharal seems to be much more in the camp of the Nefesh Chayim and others. There are other Bali Machshava, Machlokas Hashem we saw, and maybe elements of Chobos Halvavos and that. There are others that point out Chobos Halvavos itself. The Bava Tzerebi notes, really, it's in the second camp in Chobos HaLevavos. The Chobos HaLevavos said, Bitachon will allow you to get things that you really weren't deserving of. But let's break things down a little bit. I believe they tell a mice, I'm sorry for the intensity of it and the rawness of it. I don't know if this is true, but I believe that this is a very relevant mice. Rav Avidan, one of the former Rosh Yeshiva, his daughter was Nevteres from cancer, spent a decent amount of time in Denver. I believe I heard once, I don't know if this is true, Rav Avidan was close to Rav Eliashiv. He was very close to Rav Eliashiv. He used to have good shaykhstim. I think he used to say that he asked Rav Yashiv his shaylas before the rest of Klal Yisrael was asking Rav Yashiv his shaylas. And therefore, when you're in from the time Rav Yashiv was younger, so you still are in, you know, even when he gets older, becomes bigger, you still have your in a little bit. So I believe that this is one of the shaylas that Rav Avidan's daughter wanted Rav Avidan to ask Rav Yashiv was how he paskin in the shayla. She was terminally ill and wanted to know, does bitachon mean that I know that this is that Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge, chazanish? Or does bitachon mean that I actually, despite l'chora, evidence to the contrary, does it actually demand that there's a bitachon, which is that it's all going to be good? I believe that I'm going to be healed. I believe everything's going to be good. What does that mean, my chayev, to believe? In a certain sense, it's a machshava shayla, but it has intense. That's the most extreme example in a certain sense. But many of us, just stam, going through life, a person applies for a job. A person is nervous how they did on a test. person's nervous before a test. A person's nervous how things are going to end up working out about my Shabbos plans. I'm nervous, you know, different experiences. I'm nervous how things are. I'm walking to the Chadar Aruch on a Tuesday, you know? What exactly does bitachon? What exactly does bitachon demand? Does bitachon demand that I know whatever it is that they're serving, hakol, meito yisparach, that everything is determined from Ribono Shel Olam. Maybe in the grand scheme of things, this is maybe good for me, but I don't know in the short term. Or do I have to believe that I'm going to walk in and oh my gosh, oh man, do you know we have carving stations here? We do. And did you know that they have, you know, like, it's an amazing, you know? Okay, so it could be. So what exactly does bitachon demand? What exactly does bitachon demand? So I want to articulate each approach a little bit and to deal with what I think are some of the tension that you find with these mehalchem, and we'll try to develop, to the best of our ability, a particular approach. But I'll point out that in the second approach, it's really about, Trevi points out, it's a line from not only Chovos HaLevavos, he argues it's there, and L'chora it is there on some level, but he argues a line in Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek writes, used to say that think good and it'll be good. Think good and it'll be good. Trevi explains what that means is something very real. It really means that you know, we talk, it's like in the world of positive psychology, like, you know, positive thoughts will help make things more positive. The guy that's depressed will sometimes, if you think negative thoughts, that will lead you to be in a more negative, in somewhat of a more negative place. The line we quoted from a day or two ago from Rabbi Nachman, if you say that things are great, so then things will be great. So it's a version on some level of this form of bitachon. I'll try to explain, but the sense of the means there is that things were not necessarily going to be great. A yedei bitachon that impacts things, and the Ribono Shel Olam responds by making things better. The Ribono Shel Olam responds by making things better. If we're analyzing a machlokas, so we're always going to analyze the machlokas on two levels. We're going to analyze machlokas as we always do, based on text, and we're going to analyze machlokasim based on svara. And unsurprisingly, I think you find a bit of a difference. In the world of text, if you look at the pashtas of different ma'amari chazal, I think it really falls in the second camp of the pashtas. The idea of Gamzul Tova fits much more with things are really going to be good. Look at source number 11. From Rabbi Tzil Velazhin, the Gemara tells us, Ma'isa b'Hillel Hazaken, Shayababa derech v'shama kol tzavacha be'ir. The Hillel was walking, and he heard noises coming out of the city, and Hillel said, Amar muftak ani she'ein zeb b'sof b'isi. He had bitachon, it's not going to be in his house. V'yalav ha'kasev omer, mishmur ra lo yore nachon libo batuach b'ashem. L'chora, what's Hillel saying? Not, I trust that if it is in my house, it's because Hashem is in control, not the Chazanish, but the Pashtus is, he was saying, I trust it's not going to be my house. I trust things are going to be good for me. And that L'chora is the Pashtus in a variety of Marmari Chazal. Rabbi Stein points out, a Medrash in Yalkut Shimoni, Rashi comments on it from Sefer Tehillim, Rashi writes there, I'll read the English translation. Even if difficulty looms, trust in the name of God because He will save you. Sounds like simple pshat in the psukim there, in Tehillim also, that things are going to be good. Things are going to be good for you. And the Chazanish is fine. He'll explain Gemara. Chazanish is a Gemara guy. But it's not like it was. Yeah. That's the Chazanish. But the major shaila that you're going to have, that you're going to have, because by the way, it's 2 days in Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was, the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, Vayitzer Lo, the Yaakov Vayira, Yaakov is scared of Esav. Is that, was he wrong for being scared? He should have had a positive bitachon. Or is Yaakov right for being scared because he was scared? He knew Hashem was in control, but he was still nervous Esav was going to kill him. These are two different mahalchim and how you're going to relate to it. But there are a couple fundamental problems with the second approach in the world of Svara. The Mila of the Chazanish is the Chazanish gives us good insight into how a person can have bitachon when things seem to be very bad. It's not always true that things are always going to work out okay. And l'chora, it's not always so simple to say that you know why things didn't work out okay? Because you didn't have enough bitachon. It's not simple to say that at all. It's theologically very challenging. There are maises of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, a maisa of him. You know, if you just have enough bitachon, things will happen. Like, if you have enough bitachon that, I'll give the 2020, you know, version of it. If you have enough bitachon that you want a new gadget people like? Apple Watch? I don't know. What's the thing people want? AirPods. You have enough bitachon that you're going to get AirPods. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter believes if you have enough positive bitachon, you talking that AirPods will... It's not in his writings, this they point out, Rav Wolpe pointed out, and some others, that in his writings you don't find his mahalach, but in all the mitzvahs about him, you have enough bitachon that AirPods will come, then AirPods will come. if you have enough pure bitachon. I think they quoted similar things, I believe, from Moshe Shapiro. I think he said, like, if I had enough bitachon, that there'd be water in this cup right now, there'd be water in this cup right now. Like, all, like, for the Star Wars clever among us, of which I hope there aren't that many, you know? Star Trek, I hope there are none. But for this, I'm sorry if any of you are, but I don't mind making you feel too uncomfortable. But you know, if I have enough, like, kavana, enough bitachon, then somehow the water will end up in here. Somewhere up in there. I don't know. The problem is, if having bitachon guarantees and causes favorable results, so lemaisa, that's not so simple. That's not so simple at all. For Bishal Salanter, Mitzvah Lashner, and others argue that there are misfortunes that come because you don't have enough bitachon. So how do you explain what happens when it comes to big people who have misfortunes, great people who lechora are balei bitachon that bad things happen to? Shouldn't their lives always be good? The whole idea of a tzaddik viralo, which the Gemara in Brachos describes in the first parak, how are their tzaddik viralos? If a real tzaddik, nothing bad should really be happening. So there are a couple of mahalchim. There are two mahalchim. Rabbi Stein quotes it here in source number 12. There are two mahalchim that you find, both of which are intriguing, but on a svara level, there's something very compelling about the Chazon Ish. To know that Hashem is in control and in charge is one thing. And the Chazon would say that gives a degree of nachas, knowing Hashem is in charge. Hashem's calling the shot. It is what it is. But how do you relate to failure? How do you relate to struggles? So one Mahalach of Itzel of Lashon said is that it could be that even big tzaddikim, were on some level did not have 100% rock solid top tier bitachon. We know that Yosef HaTzadik, who's called Tzadik, Yosef HaTzadik, Chazal tell us, had struggled with a little bit of bitachon. The way, again, whatever that means, and not for now, when he asked, when he's sitting there in that pit, Shar Maskim, Shar Ofim, can you please put in a good word for me, you know, when you get out? So part of it was a chisaron in bitachon, it wasn't complete. It says with Tzavlashna that there's again, here's the point, there are madregas and madregas of bitachon. There are madregas of bitachon. And even some of the great tzaddikim were not in the highest madregas, where they were able to be guaranteed at all times that nothing bad was ever going to happen to them. That there is such a madrega out there. That's also a fairly challenging mahalach to work off of. A challenging mahalach to work off of. More than that, what's wild is that some of the biggest believers in bitachon being able to save you from bad things. The Altiv Nevardak is said to have died from a disease he contracted through Davka practicing bitachon and taking care of contagiously ill Talmidim of his. So it was a mice through bitachon. So how does that work? How does it work? Bitachon always guarantees things are going to be good. So what's really going on here? So he quotes from the Leshem of Shlomo Eliyashiv, Eliyashiv's grandfather. The Leshem, one of the great Mekubalim, Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld, if anyone is holding in his contributions in the world of the study of Kabbalah. So aside from his unique contributions in opening up the world for so many of Kabbalah Bichlal, of the world of, in particular, of the Torah of Rabbi Shemayer and Rabbi Nachman and others, a lot of his initial and a lot of his Torah as far as bringing the, you know, a certain awareness to the world has to do with some things, some of his writings and his Shiurim and the Torah of the Leshem. That's just one of the great Mekubalim. He was Rebbe of Rav Kook. He was a believer that bitachon means that things are all going to be good. And the Leshem dealt with the Shaila. And that wondered the Leshem, how can it be? So I'll read you from the English summary of it, and then we'll break it down a little bit. He explains that sometimes the tzaddik will willingly opt to suffer, either so as to not force God's hand through properly exerted bitachon, or to avoid further suffering in the world to come. Alternatively, he suggests that God might hinder the ability of the righteous to implement this bitachon in order to fulfill a preordained decree. Says the Leshem, you got to say something. How could it be that you have tzaddikim who get hurt? How could it be that there are bad things that happen to people? So how could it be? So he says one of three things. Sometimes Ribbono Shel Olam will on some levels not let them have will prevent the ability of tzaddikim to invoke their bitachon because there's some sort of a divine decree. Let's say as an example, Moshe Rabbeinu, why can't Moshe go into Eretz Yisrael? Why does he die ahead of time? Want to have great bitachon. So sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam will prevent that because of some gezeira min hashamayim that can trump a certain capacity for bitachon. Says the Leshem, and sometimes to invoke bitachon because they find it on some levels almost inappropriate to force the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam too much, whatever it is that means, or they are nervous that if things are too good for them in this world, it will cause them to have more tsar in the next world, and therefore they're willing to deal with certain, let nature take its course. Let's not invoke the tool called bitachon. Believe that things are going to be good. Rebbe Shlomo will respond, mida kagan mida, and things will be good. Don't invoke that in that way, because if you invoke that in that way, there is a chashash that bad things may in fact end up, that you may lose some of your schar in Olam Haba. You may lose some of your schar in Olam Haba as a result. So that's at least one dealing with the issue. So we have these two very different mahalchim, these two very different mahalchim as far as bitachon goes, which has radical implications and really puts things from different perspectives. I want to try to develop a bit of a third approach, which I think is not bitachon means anything's been good right now, nor does it mean things aren't good right now, maybe in the grand scheme of things, but not right now either, but maybe something a little bit in between. Rav Tsuriel, I believe, suggests a mahalach like this. I think Rav Lichtenstein also suggests a mahalach like this, based on the comment, Tsuriel, I think, the comment of Rabbi Rucham, the Mir Mashkiach. And we'll try to, I think, develop it a little bit in a way which hopefully can be meaningful. And I think this explains some of what's going on in Chobos Halvavos, how there are different mahalachim in Chobos Halvavos. I think this explains a whole lot. Let's pay attention so we can get what I think is somewhat of an accurate perspective on things. We saw last week that the Meshech Chachma highlighted, and Rabbi Nebachya and Chobos Halvavos emphasizes this really clearly, that there are different madregas of people who have bitachon, and there are different forms of bitachon. Bitachon does not have a singular definition, nor is it a singular mechayev. If you go through Rishonim, you'll find Rishonim that tend to imply things go in different directions. If you go through Ba'ali Machshava, you'll find it's not just that both Mahalchim are valid. That's one Mahalich. But I think it's a little bit more than that. It's that both Mahalchim are valid at the same time. And there are madregas of Bitachon. And I think we can be Mechalik between madregas of Bitachon in two different ways, in two different directions. And I think doing so will allow us to provide insight. And if you're asking me, what is a mahalach that I can identify with? It's the mahalach that we're going to suggest a little bit right now. One mahalach is that bitachon, this Meshech Chachma pointed out, again, a bit of a different context, is based on just how much bitachon you are and how great you are. There are people that are huge ba'alei bitachon, and there are some of us that are less big on bitachon. There's a machlokus between the Ramban and the Chobos Halvavos about the relative relationship of bitachon and the shtadlus. Spoke about this about 6 years ago, 5 years ago, the relationship between bitachon and ishtadlus. But we can all agree, at least one mahalach, which some Rishonim point out, is that there are different madregas for different people. As the Gemara in Brachos tells us on Daf Lamed Hei Mabez, Nef Shachaim emphasizes in Shar Aleph, that there's a machlokus between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Is it important to work also when you learn? Rashbi says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it if you work. Torah Matahei Aleha. Harbei Asuk Rabbi Shmuel V'Asa B'yadam. Harbei Asuk Rashbi V'lo Asa B'yadam. That many tried to model the approach of Rashbi of a much more intense form of bitachon, and they weren't successful. But there is a miyad that is successful, and that one has to do with the particular madrega that you're at. Are any of us at the madrega that we don't have any ishtalos at all? No. But the extent to which some of us may have greater bitachon, some of us may have lower bitachon, or that there are people in this world of bigger bitachon, so that's something which can be true. We can all have the madrega of bitachon, believe shum safek, that the Ribbono Shel Olam controls things. That's a degree of bitachon which we should have, which we can have, and which it's appropriate for us to have. That's one level or one kind of bitachon which takes place. That's a bitachon, again, the Ribbono Shel Olam in control and things. Are there higher level, big tzaddikim that can have a bitachon, which is where everything's going to be good? So I think that's also something which is possible. There's another chiluk also, which I think exists. I think people write this, but to me this always seemed logical. It's always seemed logical. I think elements of it, based on the Leshem, I think a person could really suggest. It probably depends on the particular circumstance that you are dealing with. the particular circumstance that you're dealing with. This is the way I relate to it. I can't say this is mukhrach. I can't tell you have rayas for it, but I can tell you this to me seems very compelling, and that's the following. There's a bitachon in the regular day-to-day life. Regular day-to-day. In regular day-to-day life, so having the bitachon that things are going to work out, that things are going to work out well, the mahalach of Reb Chaim Volozhiner and others, that's a mahalach which I think many of us can probably connect to on some level. To think positively and positive things will happen. Think good, it'll be good, as Tzemach Tzedek says. That's undoubtedly a mahalach. But what about when you are encountering uniquely trying circumstances? What about when you are living a life and Rachman al-Litzlan, a person encounters very, very trying circumstances? Very trying circumstances. A couple, Limashal, has been married for 2 decades and they've been unable to have children at all. And it's very, very trying. In that situation, do they have to believe it'll all be good and it'll be good? So undoubtedly for some, the answer is yes. Maybe people at a huge madrega in moments that are incredibly trying. Maybe even a chazanish in that Maisan Minsk. Maybe this Kabbalah, you're in a tricky spot and says Nefshachata Reis Ladask, Hashem Hu Elokim, Einu Mavado, and things will be okay. So maybe there's such a thing by huge people, by huge tzaddikim. But for many of us, I think the bitachon that is appropriate, that we are charged to have, which is appropriate to have, for me at least, the chaznish becomes more critical in moments where based on Derech HaTeva, it seems unlikely. Based on Derech HaTeva, it seems something which really, really can't be done the same way. There are poskim that believe that, I think Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar writes in Kad V'Kemach, that there's a tefillah, that tefillah may have the capacity to change nature, but it could be that it's not always a tefillah which we're supposed to daven. And at times, there are poskim that maintain, Rachman al-Latan, if a person is terminally ill, that you wouldn't even daven, you know, past a certain point. There, it's more about the trust and the bitachon articulated by the Chazon Ish. There, it's about knowing that Hashem is always in charge. We should be able to have a bitachon that the Ribono Shel Olam is always in charge. But we can always, in our day-to-day life, be able to have a positive outlook sometimes, that a good will help things be good. It may not, but at least we can have that bitachon and try to cultivate a degree of bitachon like that. But depending on the madrega you're at and the time that you're at, the chaznish's bitachon is certainly a critically important kind of bitachon to have. But for us to try to cultivate at times, when appropriate, we're at the madrega of a bitachon, which is more positive. So that, I think, is undoubtedly a madrega. And that's why you find it in Chazal by people like Hillel Hazaken. Hillel Hazaken was able to be on that kind of a madrega of bitachon. But there are different madregas of bitachon. Let's just chazer by noting that we dealt with today one of the more fundamental, one of the more yesodistic, one of the more relevant machloksim that takes place in the world, in the world of machshava, which is how exactly do you define bitachon. We go through life, if we're continuing to try to build ourselves into people that are conscious of the divine, that are aware of Ribono Shel Olam, they're tapped into ruchnias. So when things happen, be that in the day-to-day grind, be that in larger life decisions, be that in larger life struggles, one of the questions that we're going to have is a question about what it means to have bitachon. Does bitachon mean, in the Chovos HaLevavos or in the Bachya, different mahalach, it sounds like there are elements of both that are really true. For elements of chaznish and bitachon, just to know that Hashem's in charge. That's challenge number one, which is the outgrowth of emunah, which is critically important and I think valuable for us to try to cultivate. A bitachon, which is that the Ribono Shel Olam is really in charge. There is an additional madrega of bitachon. There's an additional madrega of bitachon, which is a bitachon, which is also that things are going to be good. If you think good, it'll be good, says Tzemach Tzedek. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, B'nei Yisrael Kriyam Siyam Suf, it was on them. If they had the bitachon, the sea was going to split. Gival, the sea was going to split. The Yalkut Shimoni, different Gemaras that imply if you believe it's good, it's going to be good. That's important to cultivate also. Maybe not at all circumstances, and maybe not at all times, and maybe we're not always on the madrega to have that, but to be able to believe that elements of that are true, positive thought and positive thinking, klape shmaya can be poel, massive things, so at least it's articulated in the name of many. Bitachon on its own requires us to be conscious of it and to think about it. It requires a degree of investment. It could be that next week we'll try to speak about how a person builds their bitachon. What does it mean? What are steps a person can take to cultivate and increase the quality of their bitachon. But at least to be able for us to appreciate the role of bitachon, what it means to have bitachon, we should be zocha to be of those people that have bitachon. We should be zocha to be in the category of people that can say gamzu latova, but even if we're not, because there are challenges in life, and even if sometimes we're dealt a difficult deck of cards, even sometimes things are very, very difficult, to be able to at least try our best, and we don't judge those that can't. We don't judge those that can't. It's very, very difficult. But for those that try to cultivate a minimum, a bitachon of the Chazon Ish, that hakol me iso yisparach, we should be zocha to many things, we should be zocha to being successful, in particular in this realm. Maybe continue to experience the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.